Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
With you,
Ernest Hancock
and Jay,
and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. So we've got kind of a few floating topics that need to be addressed, fellas. We've got the story from Reason that we were reading, plus we need to talk about Ernie's floating city idea, but whatever it is.
That freaking pirate ship, man.
Pirate ships in the sky. And we have to take your calls as they come in. Let's go to Dylan calling in from Virginia. Dylan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello. I have one request before anything. Can you guys wish my friend Jim Leahy a happy birthday?
Jim, happy birthday, man.
I don't know who Jim Leahy is.
Happy birthday anyway.
Okay. Anybody who repeats somebody's name over and over again makes me think that they're some kind of YouTube pranker and that they're trying to push their YouTube video stream thing.
Yeah, so what?
Oh. Well, I got a joke for you guys. Are you ready?
I have my... Hey, young gentleman from Twitch, we've done this before.
I know, Mark's got it going on, man. You're way more trusting than me. I'm more trusting than you, I guess.
No, I am not a fool. Like, I've done this before. If you are between the ages of 15 and 27 and you are male, I got your number.
I got my finger on the button.
I already know what's going to happen.
Did it tell you his name on there when...
This is Dylan.
Oh, okay.
Did it tell you his age? It's been a long time since I've had a dump button.
Yeah, you don't take any calls, right?
Sometimes. Not usually, because I usually do interviews. And when I don't... I got stuff to say, man. It's my freaking show. Get your own damn show.
And you don't care if people swear in your show. You're not really worried about
FCC
stuff.
I care because Ian calls me and says, you're set at... Now, I can put you on freaking, filthy, stinking mouth, check the box, not work friendly, whatever the hell. But, he goes, but I got you on family. I can uncheck. No, I'm good. I'll be good.
That's how it's done. So tell me about the pirate ship.
Well, this is it. Okay, I'll tell you how this happened. A couple of years ago, there was a newspaper article that came out of Iceland that said, or from New York Times or something, that Iceland had election. Now, keep in mind, Iceland was the only ones that jailed bankers. When the financial crash came,
right.
And they were like, screw this, man, we're out. We know who did this, and you're going to jail.
We need to do that in New Hampshire pretty soon.
So what happened, the Iceland people, just dissolve their government or something, and they pick the new representatives out of the phone book or through darts or drew straws or whatever, reconstituted and said, yep, that was that old government. You go talk to them, man. We don't know you crap. So then they just kind of started over. Well, they had the pirate party in Europe was going around. Rick Falcon there, we had him on the show and so
Falcon
on.
Falcon Vinge.
Yeah, and he's... started the pirate party about the same time the Levolution was kicking. Well, they kind of crossed over. Pañuelo Levolution kind of went to the Levolution went to over in Europe, and it was Banksy had a graphic that we co-opted, and they co-opted our and whatever. But then over here, of course, the pirate party was a thing. Well, then I saw this article, and it was like a few years ago, and it was. Pirate party don't mean nothing. They only won 16% of parliament.
Only, huh?
Yeah. I go, what?
That's a veto power almost.
Yeah, the first time coming out, 16% of parliament. Like, what the heck are they talking about? So I go, oh, it's on. Here we go. So I knew, we're going to embrace pirate. Yeah, the word pirate, just because they're going to call anybody that's, against all flags, you're a pirate, as if that was a bad thing, okay? So I'm going, you pirate software, you pirate this, you pirate pharmaceutical, you pirate. It kind of sounds like another word for freedom, okay? So I'm going, yep, here it comes. So as we started to look into it, we found out that the pirates, they weren't pirates because they were raping and pillaging. Heck, the Crown did that. It was called privateers. They gave you a letter of mark, and you go out, and you may rape, pillage, and take all the gold off of that Spanish galleon that stole it from the Incas and give it to the British Crown. As long as we get a cut, we're good.
Yep, you know? That's the
one. And I go,
just like the cops today.
Yeah, no, exactly. Thank you. I was like, are you freaking kidding me? They weren't pirates. They were privateers operating under a letter of mark from the Crown. But the pirates, they were escaped, shanghaied and forced into service in the Navy of whatever, escaped slaves, didn't like the system back then. They just wanted to get away from this elite, aristocratic kind of we rule you crap. And they would have their own ship. They would smuggle. They would do. They were like the Serenity, Captain Mal. We're just doing Firefly kind of stuff. So I'm going, okay. So these pirates were pirates because they were against all flags. Now, as the British Crown and the French and Spanish and Portuguese, they're all fighting each other. But, man, they came together to go after them pirates because they were against all flags. And I go, ah, the revolution, the mindset, the freedom down to the individual to where any minority, any race, any religion, any gender, which they just had two back then, you have, you know, the men and women could be captains of ships.
There are female captains of
pirates. Absolutely. And how do you keep a pirate crew from killing you? I'm going, they're pirates that are armed. How the hell do you do that? How they did it is they elected their captain. It was a democratic system.
Makes sense.
They had workman's compensation. They had, if you lost an arm or a leg, you got so many. It was amazing. But when they were in battle, the captain was a freaking captain, man. You didn't question battle.
Well, that's because you need a captain for a ship. It just doesn't work with three captains all screaming orders at once. They knew that, and that's what they worked with.
And you had, like, the equal to the captain, I think. It was like the quartermaster. It was represented the crew, and they did, you know, whatever. So the point is Davy Barker from Bitcoin Not Bombs and I, you know, work on this together. And I love writing the letter. You go to the Letters of Captain Mark is a book on Amazon. We have a book. And then you have the, and it's updated now, and the updated Letters of Captain Mark. It's called the Letters of Mark. Now, Reprisal is the female character. She writes from a female perspective, like on firearms, you know, self-defense, on anti-war, on the justice system. And the recent one of all the letters is Scuttlebutt. And it's all about reputation. Pirates live by their reputation. Your reputation precedes you. And who gives the reputation? They have a reputation. So we don't call them white papers. They're called, like, black papers. You know, so the second letter of Captain Mark is on alternative currencies. It's like a cryptocurrency thing. Then we have the third letter is alien frequencies invisible to the Crown. It's on pirate communications, the importance of privacy. Then the first one is, you know, bite me and that's why I'm a pirate and whatever. And then you have it on intellectual property. Dr. Idris Barber is on healthcare. All the vaccine kind of stuff is in there.
Yeah,
you know, in pirate speak, you know.
Read that Dr. Idris Barber. That's I pass that on to a lot of people. I tell people to go to piratewithoutborders.com, click on health. Letters of Mark, and the second one is Idris Barber. And
Dr. Idris Barber, Idris is Arabic for scribe. And the reason we have that character on the ship is because it's always in the Wild West, you know, it was the barber that was the dentist and the, you know, had the hacksaw for the limbs or whatever, right? But he sees, you know, and he's the barber, so he sees the crew all the time. So he's kind of looking kind of peeking here. You need some more oranges or whatever, you know. So it was he becomes the doctor and kind of the voice of the crew. Then the precariat we have one on.
That's the name of the ship.
Now, the precariat, where that came from is interesting. The precariat was a word at Bilderberger. Luke Radowski went a few years ago and they had a thing. You know, we got to deal with this populism and this Trump thing, and we got the rise of the precariat. And I'm like, what the hell is a precariat? So I looked it up. A guy named Guy Stanley was an economist in Britain that wrote a book about the rise of the precariat. It's those all those people that have big student loans and no job, and they don't know anything, and they are millennials of we want. I got commercial. I want the next iPhone, everything, and I have no way to pay for it. They live a precarious existence.
Oh, so.
The precarious.
I see.
And I go, that's the ship we precarious existence. Woo!
The number is 855-450-3733. Call in, ask Ernie about his little plans here. 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half, without ever losing your principal, all with the blessing of the IRS. Avoid the volatility of the market, put certainty back in your investing future, and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. Join us at dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking with Ernest Hancock of Declare Your Independence about his big plans here with a flying pirate ship and the whole deal. But first, I want to tell you about Fortune DNA. Would you like to learn about how the ultra-wealthy take their retirement accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free? Have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS, and no, it's not a Roth. Visit DNA.freetalklive.com for your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday, October the 22nd at 8 p.m. With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free. For you and your heirs, use your money before you're 59 and a half without ever losing your principal. Avoid the volatility of the market, but certainly put certainty back into your investing future and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA, the number one asset protection and tax strategy firm in the country. Join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that's no longer exclusive. Visit dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday, October the 22nd at 8 p.m. dna.freetalklive.com. So, Ernie, please go on with your plans for the precariat here.
You know, go ahead and go to piratewithoutborders.com. The audience can do it, too. I'm shocked that you haven't seen this. You see on the top left up there where it says precariat, take the tour.
Okay, I have seen this. Yep.
Okay, the tour. It's the ship. You guys, you haven't seen the video of the ship. Oh my God! Okay, watch. There it is.
Yes, I have seen this video.
Okay, so I was like, oh man, I'm gonna have to. Man.
So this is a big pink.
A thousand. Balloon. No, that's the airbag in it.
Right, the airbag.
It's an airship.
Yeah.
But it's in the shape of a. You got to go see it. It has six ducted fans, thrusters, rocket engines. It's a spaceship that is lighter than air.
Can it go into space?
Yeah.
How far into space?
Into far enough I can't see Earth space. I'm going to Mars, man. What the hell?
This thing can fly to Mars.
Why not?
I don't know.
It's 1,000 feet long. You see, the upper deck on this, the atrium, there's another one that shows the skylight that's in the big top floor. That's where Stephen and Derek J are putting the space disco. So they're designing the disco there. Now Cameron is just a listener that when we were going on about this, he's like, all of a sudden, it's like 5 months later, he sends me an email and this is done. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? So we bought a laser, one of these K40 lasers, and we just had ours delivered to Bob's like a few days ago. And we're going up to Derek Slopey's in Maine because he has one, and he's going to kind of give us some props. You know, we ordered a bunch of extras to make it go whir. We're cutting out the bulkheads to build an RC version of this.
Radio controlled.
Yeah.
So, tell me how a blimp, this is basically what this is, a blimp covered in sheet metal.
Graphene.
What's that? Graphene. How do you get a blimp to go into space? I don't understand. I mean,
why would you?
I don't know. I mean, have blimps gone into space yet? We have blimps. We have space. Has it happened?
They have designed ones that go to the edge of space so they can do communication. That's what a lot of these, you know, are going to be doing. And they have solar panels.
They have people in them, right?
They don't have to.
No, you know, I think they have not.
They'd be autonomous. But, you know, the big thing is it's like Spaceship One. We were there when Spaceship One first civilian in space happened back in June of 2004. I made it with my audience, you know, out of Phoenix, Arizona. I was like, man, woohoo, we're going. And we went, and we were there, and we had assigned Spaceship One. Government zero. And Bert Rattan came over and grabbed that sign from us, went to the press conference, and he held it up and got all kinds of trouble. You put in Spaceship One, Government Zero in an image search, you will see it. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, the thing is that we understood what was going to happen. What they did is they had White Knight One, took the ship up, you know, high in the atmosphere, like 60, 70,000 feet, dropped it, and then it went up.
Yeah.
What this does, it just airship, it goes up, and it has the thrusters and the drone. It can get up high. Well, then you turn on the Raptor engines, and pfft, now you're in orbit without having to go through all that.
How much fuel is it required to get out? Like, so I imagine you can go quite high if you have basically helium in this bag.
we can do helium. You go to pirateswithoutborders.com forum, and it's called The Big Idea, and it's just us just getting started on talking about it. We haven't even really pushed the design for them. We just now got to the point that we have actual graphics and floor plans and layouts and what we're doing. And the first thing is how much lift you can get per square meter of helium or hydrogen. Hydrogen is a lot more buoyant. A lot of people, they get all freaked out about hydrogen.
Because of the Duesenberg or whatever.
The Hindenburg. But that wasn't the helium that was burning. It was the aluminum coating that did all that fire. The helium just goes up, and boom, it's gone in a minute.
But the Hindenburg really did put a crimp in blimp style for a very long time.
You know, it's coming back. You know, about a year and a half ago, when I first made the presentation.
One of the guys from, like, Google has ordered up.
Sergey Brin is building one right not later. It's going to come out. He's going to live on it. Of course, he's going to do humanitarian aid delivery of I'm living on it. Get over
right.
it. You know, so that's what. And
but this,
this
is fascinating because, I mean, there are people that go and get, say, catamarans, right?
Right.
And they live out in the water and try to, you know, avoid.
Now they got submarines now.
They've got submarines. Ways to sort of get away from things. And with a submarine, you can basically go down beneath the waves and the weather doesn't bother you at all. And this is true with this, are we calling it a blimp? An airship. This airship is you can go above the weather, too.
Absolutely. You know, the thing is that it has six ducted fans that give it lift. I mean, you want to have some buoyancy. Hopefully, we've done the math on it, and we get, like, it's 1.2 million pounds. So that's kind of, well, it better be really light. Well, what happened? You know me, I grow carbon nanotubes for my, you know, nickel iron batteries, you know, and, a tube furnaces, blah, 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 blah. I knew this carbon thing was coming. So here comes graphene. I remember in 91, Popular Science Magazine, a Buckyball, I've been telling my kids as they grow up, three of my kids worked at Honeywell Aerospace, two of them still do. One's got as a project manager, a big giant aerospace, blah, blah, blah. The point is I go, look, it's manufacturing of new materials, and it's here. You want to know? Go to piratesoutborders.com at the very top in the middle. It says build the ship. You go there, and it's all the tech that's going to go. Oh, the front's glass. Why would you? Oh, my God, it's transparent. That's the strongest part of the whole damn ship. It's like almost a 10 hardness. They got transparent titanium now. Hell, it might as well be Star Trek IV.
So this is the idea for the carbon nanotube coating on the prokaryot here.
It's graphene. It's like tubes. It's sheets.
Is the purpose of that for, like, little meteors so it doesn't pop the balloon?
No, because it's light. And a single layer of graphene, you put a pencil on it, and the weight of an elephant, it doesn't penetrate it. So it's strong. But it also contains helium atoms. So that is why we can coat it with that. You can put one of the...
You can coat the graphene with helium atoms?
No, it can't escape it.
Okay.
You know, the bag.
I see.
But the thing is that you can coat it, you know, with a plating, and it be a vacuum inside. That was Jim Cantrell's idea. He goes, why don't you just vacuum it out?
Is the bag carbon nanotubes too?
No, it's graphene.
Okay.
Which is carbon.
855-450-3733. We're going to find out more about this. Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divvy price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divvy, or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus, one-click master notes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A bipartisan meeting at the White House deteriorated after an overwhelming House vote condemning the president's decision to pull U.S. forces out of Syria. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says the president acted...
He just couldn't handle it, so he kind of engaged in a meltdown.
Meanwhile, Republican Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, on Pelosi leaving the meeting.
I've been in a lot of meetings where individuals get heated with one another. I do not believe in that process that you get up and you walk away.
Also today in Washington, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is accusing House Democrats of denying the Trump administration due process in the impeachment inquiry.
They're going to go forward, providing fundamental fairness and due process is appropriate.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking to Ernest Hancock of Declare Your Independence.
By the way, Jay Noon, my favorite peoples.
I was going to do the introductions, but that's basically it. My name's Mark, and we're talking about his plans, idea, schematics. I'm not exactly
okay.
Sure.
This is the point. People don't understand why we're doing this.
Well, before you go on, hold on, because once you get going, I don't get a word in edgeways here. Help me take Bitcoin.com. If you got a retail business. Yet retail business needs to accept cryptocurrency. You know you do. We make it easy. Help me take Bitcoin.com. That's really all you need to know. It's going to take you less than 5 minutes to get set up. You don't need to beg a bank, because why should you, to accept money? Help me take Bitcoin.com.
Thank you. Yeah, AnyPay. You know, Derek J. and Steven, they made it butt simple. Can I say butt on here?
Yes.
But make sure you get AnyPay.
So is it Grandma Just Button approved?
Grandma freaking Just Button. Okay, this is where that came from. When I'm 58, so I'm not like a kid, but I'm not an idiot, you know. What happens is when you're doing crypto or any of this stuff, that everybody said, you got to put Linux. I can't believe you're doing another Windows upgrade. Blah, 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 blah. You got to do Linux. So you try and do Linux, and it doesn't work. Or you got to wipe off. You got to go, you know. What? And you go, you adjust this, and you adjust. Come over here and show me this just thing you're talking about. You start banging on the keyboard, and I go, That didn't look like, that looked like 47 just buttons there. I don't know what the heck you're talking about. So when they did crypto, I would scream. I'm going, man, you need to get me a grandma just button because I'm taking my wife. I want to make sure that when I load something on her phone,
she can run a she can run a computer. She runs one every single day to run your show.
Yeah. But I don't want to have to explain how to do crypto.
No, no, I mean, it should be easy.
And I wanted it easy. So then it started, like Airbits kind of started it, and then it kept went from there. So I'm looking for a grandma just button. That's what Jay means. Okay, the concept is 100 kilometers up is sovereign space. Now, of course, now we got Space Force. It's going. We rule the moon and Mars and wherever human DNA expands, and that's our jurisdiction because so saith Uncle Sam or something. I mean, I don't care because you're out there in the asteroid belt. I'm not waiting for the Alliance government to come out and, you know, protect my property, right?
It'll be there.
Yeah, they'll say they are, whether they are or not, you know. But exponentially, as you get further and further, they're just, and they don't matter. So the thing is that the jurisdiction of governments has been by, you know, last week, is up to 100 kilometers. So 62 miles, what that is. So our slogan is, anarchy is only 62 miles away with an arrow pointing up. It's just a mindset.
How about freedom? How about freedom's just 62 miles away?
Well, no rulers.
All right.
The same thing.
I like to say I'm a non-archist.
But everybody likes everybody likes freedom. Not everybody likes anarchy.
Because anarchy's just got a bad, you know, reputation to the word because most people don't know what it means.
But I'm not worried about what
I know you're not.
Wants.
Just saying. You're not going to get me to say it.
Nah,
freedom is just 62 miles away with a big arrow pointing upward.
God, you can show me freedom with a ruler, then you can convince me. But
I'm not claiming that. I wouldn't claim that.
No, I get it. Now, what
if the rulers claim 62 miles up? Then if you claim the freedom's above
come
that.
Me. So this is what happens. You know, as time has gone on, the Orville, Seth MacFarlane, that does Family Guy and so on, he wanted to do the next Star Trek iteration.
Yep.
And they were kind of, fine, screw you, and he did the Orville. Well, the Orville has fan club that was doing, they're doing a video game. Well, we kind of found out these guys, they go, ooh, man, we love you a long time. Well, because we did our animation of the pirate ship. The Precariat. They're going, wow, you know, this is cool, and join the team.
See it for yourself at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Thank you. And Davi Barker, that was where he came in. He's going, you know, we need to, you know, kind of penetrate pop culture. You know, we're going to go in and, you know, get him the letters of Captain Mark. It kind of depicts, you know, this concept of, you know, freedom and whatever race you are, they want freedom. So they were like, wow. You know, that's good. They read the letters. And they're talking about space. We're talking about AI. Because they had, you know, like the artificial intelligence character in Orville. God, what's his name? I've got.
I haven't watched enough of it to be
honest. Isaac. Okay, so Isaac is the artificial intelligence guy, sort of android robot, whatever. So they're going, yeah, we think, yeah, you guys got it going on. Let's talk about. All of a sudden, they take the graphics, and we have the Precariat is one of the ship characters in the game.
Oh, really?
So
that's great.
The storyline, we have Captain Kidd, which is a kid. Now, the Mocklins are kind of a, you know, forced single-sex race,
so does
whatever.
Does Precariat have its own AI?
Yeah, it will.
Okay, it will, but it doesn't now. So can we call the AI the Ian? Because what he's got is kind of like intelligence.
You know, we might. I the reason the Precariat, there's a lot of things that we've added to it. As you go on, Captain Mark, M-A-R-Q-U-E, the letters of Mark.
As opposed to me.
Right. So Captain Mark, instead of a parrot, he has a big peacock. Because I got a peacock on my, I have a couple of acres, and I got this big peacock. So I call him Cobalt. Well, the thing is that he sits on the shoulder, so the jacket of Captain Mark has the peacock feathers embroidered on the jacket. All right? Now, the parrot that is on Reprisal, the female character, the first mate, it is an extension of the AI of the Precariat. So it can go over and check out stuff and go look at the island, get a bird's eye view drone or whatever.
It's like,
right?
Falcon's little backpack Red Wing thing. You didn't.
Right. The little drone. Yeah. Right. That kind of thing. So, you know, we just kind of have fun with this.
Now, hold on. Let me go to the phones here. We'll go on. We have plenty of time for you, Ernie. Let's go to the phones. We got Andrew calling in from Georgia. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
A little while back, they had a debate at Soho Forum. I don't know if you guys are aware of it or anything, but it was Dave Smith, who's a podcaster. And
Nick's hard work. I know what you're talking about.
What's that?
And Nick's hard work. I know what you're talking about. I watched it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I know there's a little bit of a rift between some of the newer people that have come in through, like, the Mises Caucus and groups like that. But
riff where?
You know,
who's got the riff?
I mean, just in terms of like some people think they're trying to be more or too much purist about who should be able to run and who should be the candidates and things like that. I've never heard you guys discuss that, and I was just interested what your thoughts on all that was.
Well, I really like it when the libertarians run libertarian candidates. I liked Gary Johnson. I thought he was a pretty good choice as far as, things went. But I think that there were more pure candidates that could have been had. It's a difficult line to walk to determine, do I want to be, do we want somebody who's going to really give the libertarian message, or do we want somebody who has some name recognition and those sorts of things? Ernie, I know you ran for, was it president of the party, chairman of the party?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
On this very issue, I'm going, seriously, you guys, you think, they go, we're, the party of principle and so on, but we got to be practical, as if principle wasn't practical. You know, this is Bob Anderson and my thing for 25 years we've been hammering on this stuff. And I ran for national chair, God, at least four times. It was just to make fun of them the whole time. And I'd be nice and go up, and I'm an activist and so on. But they're just like, when we did the Levolution, they were just thinking, yeah, it's the Bob Barlow Levolution right now. Right, Ernie? And I'm like, you guys are killing me. Yeah, even if I said, doesn't mean, it's not me, it's not, it's this philosophy, it's a no compromise, hardcore, educational, moving the public opinion. I mean, that's all it's about, general public opinion. Even if you were to get elected on a lie, we're kind of practical, we're going to fix it from the inside. If you didn't have the people put you there, it wouldn't stick anyway. It has to be principle. You have to know what you're voting for, get it, and maintain it. Because if you don't, it won't stick. So I am all about principle. If you don't do that, you're wasting your freaking time, in my humble opinion.
Andrew, hold the line. I want to give you a chance to talk here and have your thoughts on it, too. The number, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-free, as in freedom. Check us out on the Discord lines, too. You can call in and sound great. Discord.freetalklive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer happens to die in oxygen. But tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Had a call in here discussing the Libertarian Party and sort of its purity and, you know, what our thoughts are or were on the subject. And yeah, this is something that comes up in the libertarian spheres. And Free Talk Live, we're much more about the philosophy of everything as opposed to political parties and those kind of things. But I often vote for the libertarian candidate.
You're still voting?
Yes, well, yes, I am. I'm happy to talk to you about that, too. Let's talk about Bitcoin.com first, though, because Bitcoin.com supports all this stuff. Vote, don't vote, you know, whatever. Check them out. They are the premier source for all information, liberty-oriented. They have their own news staff at news.bitcoin.com. You can also go and get started with cryptocurrencies. You can buy Bitcoin Cash. You can get a wallet that'll hold Bitcoin Cash. Whatever it is that you need, they've got it over at Bitcoin.com. Again, it is Bitcoin.com. Let's bring Andrew back on and get his thoughts about this this topic, too. Andrew, you're on back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and I'm not a person that's been in the movement as long as a lot of you. I only really got involved throughout that election of 2016 was the perfect storm that got me flipped over to it. And but I mean, I'm thinking I'd much rather vote for somebody that I completely hold my head up, you know, and walk out of there proud that I voted for him. And I didn't feel that way with Johnson. You know, in the end, I didn't vote for him. I wrote in my own candidate, but I feel guilty that I didn't, because I didn't give that support.
Well, let's stop right there, Andrew. Let's talk about what voting really is. Voting is the participation in a social ritual that is mathematically insignificant. All right. So you made the vote that you made at the time because that was the best decision that you could make in that booth. And I do hereby absolve you of any consequences of your actions, right? Like, your vote did not make a difference. If I'm presuming you voted in Georgia, that vote didn't make a difference as to whether Hillary or Trump or Gary Johnson or anybody won, right? Like, it's just the participation in a social thing. And that's I want to detach people's votes.
Yeah, don't be guilty.
From the ideas of liberty, because it's the ideas that matter, the direction you decide to apply them right now. So if you, like, say you like Tulsi Gabbard in the Democratic National Convention here, and then you'd like to see her be the one that's running it against Trump, fine. I agree with you. That's what I would like to see in that particular situation, too. There's going to be an election. One of those Democrats is going to win. The least distasteful to me is Tulsi Gabbard. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Republicans, I'm not fool enough to believe that anybody's going to take Trump down, so I'm just not even going to have an opinion on that subject. Looks like Trump's the man. And I'd like to see somebody who's famous, a famous, great communicator, and a principled libertarian all fused into one that would run for office. But, you know, so far we really haven't got that guy.
I think if you're going to vote, we could do some voter activism this time around. I'm calling it disrupt the DNC by making yourself, first off, check your laws in your local area. Like here in New Hampshire, you have to be a registered either unenrolled or as a Democrat 90 days previous to primary day, which in as of now is February 11th, according to what I Googled in New Hampshire. But your mileage may vary wherever you are. But
if you searched.
If you can, I searched. If you can, be in a position to vote in the Democratic primary for Tulsi Gabbard, I think you are doing activism that is disrupting the DNC. I don't believe the DNC is going to allow Tulsi to have enough votes to be the candidate to win it because it's all rigged. I think it's always rigged. I mean, we figured this out in with Ron Paul in 8 and 12. I was very, very involved, and things have changed.
Well, I don't think things are rigged. I think that the deck is stacked, and I think that's something different. So rig suggests nothing else can happen. I don't think
Trump, it's called superdelegates.
Right. I don't think that Trump got through the Republican system. I don't think that he was the chosen one. I think there was supposed to be Jeb Bush, then maybe the Cruz fella, or whatever. But it was never supposed to be Donald Trump. And the fact that he got through shows that the deck can be stacked against you and you can still win. But I don't feel like rigged is the right term.
Well, with the electronic voting machines, all the things I've seen, the videos I've watched,
they
and stuff
can be. They can be rigged, but I don't know if they are, and there's no way for us to say whether it's actually true or not.
Well,
let's go back to Andrew here. Do you have any other thoughts on this, Andrew?
Well, actually, I had a related topic to quickly ask you about, and that is I know that with the Mises Caucus going, I'm part of that.
And with the Libertarian Party has a Mises Caucus?
Yeah, Libertarian Caucus. Michael Heiss put it together, and it's getting a lot of negative, blowback from the mainstream party.
So,
calling them racist and all kinds of things like that, which I've not seen any evidence of, with people that I've spoken to within it.
It's a campaign, man. What did you think was going
to
happen?
Well, I hate the notion that libertarians are resorting to what the muggles do out there, which is, I don't have a really good argument for whatever your thing is, so I'm going to holler racist. I mean, I'm sad to hear
tactics.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the party has gone way left wing. In fact, we'll probably see Nick Sarwark, the national chair, Saturday. And he's from Phoenix. He just moved here. We're good friends. He's come in my studio.
Here being New Hampshire.
And, whatever. And he's made excuses for, I don't want to speak for him, but whatever. The point is that when I went to New Orleans, I've gone to all the national conventions since like forever. And a lot of it's, to see friends. It's kind of, Drew Phillips put it best. It's like from Bitcoin and Bonds. He goes, the National Libertarian Convention is like the high school dance. It's where you go to find out where the real party for the cool kids are. And that's kind of what it is. So the Mises group that was down the street, it's kind of where the cool kids were. All right. I was at the party. They were worried. They were freaked out that this Mises Caucus had all the cool kids down there doing, what impact are they going to have on the convention? Really none, because they didn't care. It wasn't because I don't care. They were there representing, you had like Scott Horton and Tom Woods and Ron Paul Skyping in and a lot of the other guys there. And you go, yeah, a lot of people we know. Well, I'm going, all right. I could see what was happening. It was principle versus this practicality kind of thing. And I'm going, I already know where this goes. I've been, you know, Bob Anderson, I've been through this. Have we been through this a bunch of times?
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have. We already know where this goes. And I tell you, you stick to principle and you're so much better off mental health-wise. It's just this cognitive dissonance thing is not going to make you mentally ill. Just be principled, man. It's all good. Don't worry about it. You'll be right in the long run and the short run.
But is this a thing that just recurs like
always?
Like a thing, it just comes back every few years and does.
I tell you this. I'm going to clear the mind fog. You ready? Here it goes. It's called Steiger's Law. In Arizona, it was a congressman. That guy was libertarian, whatever, doesn't matter. And it goes like this. Whenever you create an organization or group around a movement or a cause, sooner or later, every stinking freaking time, the organization becomes more important than the reason you created it. Every time.
Nah.
So you got to, like, be careful how this organization is set. Now, the Libertarian Convention, they have this, you know, the pledge and the mission statement. We oppose the cult of the omnipotent state and defend the rights of the individual. It takes 7/8 in convention to change that. And these very guys that you're worried about want to get that out in the worst way. And the reason is they'll say, yeah, but it keeps some people from joining the party. And we're like,
we don't want those guys at the party.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that was the freaking point, you moron god. And this is why I ran. So you're fine. Don't worry about it. The National Libertarian Party, it's going to go up and down and back and forth. Kind of, it doesn't matter. It's the principles. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, it seems like there's a lot more being talked about in mainstream, I don't know, mainstream media, but at least, you know, you heard people talking about the deep state 5 years ago, and they would have thought you were a kook.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Deep state sounds like a kook term, but now it's getting used. It's in headlines. It's in, like, Newsweek and Time magazine. They're talking about this idea. So, yeah, I mean, you know, at some point or another, you have an effect. Yeah, Andrew, I would say don't worry your little head. It's not like any of these people.
You're fine. You stay where you are. You're good.
Yeah, they're not.
It all comes around.
They're not going to win anyway. So there you go. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I really do hope the Libertarians put up somebody who's, you know, principled and great. I'll be hosting, I'll be emceeing the first Libertarian debate or second Libertarian, the next Libertarian debate in November down in Florence, South Carolina, for the South Carolina Libertarian Party. And I'm excited to do it. And no matter who they put up, it's probably going to be the person I vote for because, well, you know, look at my choices. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Every
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.